Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. It's an opportunity for us to listen to the Bible together and to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7. Since you excel in so many ways, in your faith, your gifted speakers, your knowledge, your enthusiasm, and your love, I want you also to excel in this gracious act of giving. This is a remarkable verse. The two letters that Paul wrote to the church in Corinth lift the lid on a community that was very divided, very disorganized in its worship, and in which there were serious disciplinary issues that hadn't been addressed. And yet Paul was able to come up with a long list of their good qualities. I love the fact that he's so encouraging to them. It's so easy to become overwhelmed by the failures of people and churches. We get depressed by their inadequacies. But the danger is that we could overlook their qualities, and everyone has some. It would be a good exercise to think about the most annoying person that you know and write down a list of their excellent qualities. The trouble is that if we concentrate too much on people's shortcomings, we'll never see their finer qualities, and our relationship with them never stands a chance. And in just the same way, if we only look at a church's weaknesses, we may totally overlook the ways in which God has blessed it. Paul drew attention to the Corinthian church's great qualities because he wanted to encourage them to be great at giving as well. He was eager for them to make a significant contribution to the collection that he was taking up for the Christians in Judea, where there had been a great famine. He pointed to the example of the believers in Macedonia, who, even though they were very poor, had been incredibly generous. He didn't want the Corinthians to miss out on the blessing of being generous as well. And because of his love for them, he didn't want them merely to be good at giving. He wanted them to excel. He wanted them to be the best. If we love people, then we're not going to be content with them merely doing well. We'll want them to be and to do their best. Let's keep that thought alive in our minds today as we meet people. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you that you love us so much that you want us to be the best for you today. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.